If you live in the state of Iowa, you perhaps know the name Kate Shelley. At one time, she was known the world round, and certainly her act of bravery is still one that brings visitors to this small town to relive the historic deed that saved so many. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
On July 6, 1881, a fierce storm washed out the bridge over Honey Creek just outside of Moingona, Iowa, near the home of young Kate Shelley. She heard a crash and knew it was a pusher engine that had just fallen into the creek below.
She knew immediately that those men were in trouble, and more than that, 200 passengers were going to be coming through there, and that she had people that needed to be notified.
Mara McKay is the executive director of the Boone County Historical Society. She says 15-year-old Kate Shelley crawled across a 671-foot-long bridge spanning the Des Moines River, then ran 2.5 miles to the station in Moingona to warn the next train that the bridge had washed out. She no doubt saved up to 200 souls on the next express passing through town. Kate became well known nationally and internationally for her bravery. She received many awards and one very unique prize from the railroad.
The train would come to her house and pick her up. She had a lifetime pass on the train and could go anywhere in the country.
And a few years later, she held a job title few ladies of that day ever achieved.
She was the Moingona station agent, which is an exemplary act for any female in 1880s. That was years before women had the right to vote.
Kate never sought to cash in on her fame, but people from around the globe came to meet her. There is still a steady stream of visitors to the reconstructed depot and to the Historical Society Museum.
It resonates with people because I think Kate Shelley embodies the spirit of agriculture in Iowa. She's a farm girl living off the land. It wasn't that she was seeking fame. It was that she was doing the next right thing. She was doing what needed to be done.
And her heroic story lives on here in her hometown and state and for miles beyond. Traveling the countryside in Moingona, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.